Tidelands Health. Better health begins here. It's time for Better Health Radio, brought to you by Tidelands Health. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Smart snacking is an important component to any weight loss program. So here to talk with us about smart snacking is Stephanie May, a registered dietitian at Tidelands Health. Stephanie, thank you for your time. So bad snacking can really derail a diet program, a little nosh here, a little taste there, a little grab this here. I mean, that all adds up, right?
Absolutely. It does add up, 100 calories here and there, can really set you off. And if you're grabbing a couple of small bites throughout the day, maybe it's 3, 4, maybe it's 5 or 6, those things, it's 100, 200, 400, 500 calories, and doing that a couple times a week or a couple days a week could be about a pound or two a week of weight gain. So it really can throw your program off if you're trying to either maintain or lose weight.
Oh, my goodness. The way you said that, it really does add up. All right. So how do we snack smart? Do we need a smart snacking plan?
Yeah, I think thinking ahead is extremely important. So, I mean, not that you have to meal plan by any means, but kind of, just thinking about your day. So if you know you've got a busy day and you're not going to be able to really sit down and have anything until the late afternoon, maybe packing a little healthy snack can, one, keep your mood in check, right? No one really wants to be too hangry, but also, just keeping you focused. There is something to that old thing that having breakfast in the morning kind of helps students stay focused. Well, why do we lose that as we get older? I think, starting with a healthy breakfast and then a little small snack before lunch can definitely help us focus at work as well.
Absolutely. Really good thoughts there. And can you give us an idea then of what you mean when you say, focus on a healthy snack? What is a healthy snack?
Sure. So there's kind of three things you want to focus on. So the first is avoiding those packaged or processed items, right? And a lot of people say, why? They're so convenient. Well, a lot of times they're higher in sugar and saturated fat and sodium. So a lot of those bars and, quick and healthy granola bars and those kind of things are labeled as healthy. They tend to be very high in sugar, and that's something that can definitely throw your weight gain off or weight loss plan off. They might market themselves as healthy, but that sugar, when you have a couple of bars throughout the day, can add up. So really avoiding those packaged things and going for more natural foods. So the second thing, kind of leading through, is including a protein in a fruit or a vegetable. So when you're going back to the basics, trying to get more natural, thinking about, a protein in a fruit or veggie, things like a hard-boiled egg and carrot sticks, or a cheese stick and an apple. You could do nuts and a banana, or a Greek yogurt and berries. But just something where it's more natural, not so packaged, keeping it simple. Look at that ingredient list. If it's a mile long, you just want to be a little more mindful of that.
Okay, so you had avoid processed or packaged foods, include a protein or fruit or veggie. Did you have a third tip?
Yeah, so that third tip is, calorie managing. So by no means we really want you to count everything that goes in all day. It can become tedious. But just when you're snacking, keeping it small, right? So it should be just enough to get you to that next meal. So thinking about 100 or 200 calories really should be that snack cap.
Gotcha. So now if you're at a party and you're looking at a table full of stuff, right, you're like, oh my gosh, can you share some tips on that? Because some of those apps and dips and sauces can be very high in calories.
Right. So step one is don't go hungry, right? So never go to a party on an empty stomach because you know that most of the time it's only going to be the unhealthy stuff. So, have something with some protein and, again, fruits and vegetables really should be the base of any good diet before you go. And then once you get there, think small, right? So small portions. There's no reason to say no to everything because you're just going to want it more. But having, grabbing the smallest plate you can find and putting a little bit of something on there is the best way to go. So you don't want to load up your plate and kind of have it a mile, kind of up high. But just kind of think, one layer, small portion, and looking for those fruits and vegetable-based, snacks.
So don't go hungry and think small. Some other really good tips. Yeah, so can we make healthy snacks at home? Do you have any tips for that?
You can. There's a lot of healthy things you can do. One of the easiest is trail mixes. So making your own trail mix. A lot of store-bought ones tend to have a lot of candy and, chocolate and those high-sugar granola bites in there that can throw off your diet plan. Even though they're marketed as healthy, those things kind of creep in. And they could be, too much or more than 100 or 200 calories. So think about making your own trail mix at home. And you could do things, really just focusing on a nut, a seed, and then some dried fruit and a whole grain. So, for example, you could do like an almond, a sunflower seed, dried apricots or raisins, and then it could be something as simple as like a Cheerio or a Kashi cereal.
Really good tips. Thank you for sharing those with us. And you had mentioned earlier, don't go hungry to a party. So I guess it would make sense only snack when you're hungry, right? Because I know we can kind of get into mindless eating sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's exactly it. Avoiding that mindless eating. If you're bored, you know, maybe try drinking water, try doing a couple of things before. If you can't decide, you know, if you're hungry or if you're just bored, you know, do a couple things to get your mind off of it. Have a glass of water. Maybe, you know, take your dog or your kids on a short walk or something like that. Just kind of change your mindset. And if you're still hungry after that, then have a snack. Because you don't want to avoid or kind of dismiss those hunger cues. But just try to figure out, are you bored or are you actually hungry?
Right. And you mentioned calorie management earlier. So is mm-hmm. there a rule of thumb? Should we try to keep snacks to, like, say, under 200 calories? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Just enough to get you to that next meal. So 100 or 200 is really the way to go. And again, it depends on your goal, right? So if your goal is muscle building, you're going to want, you know, a little bit of a bigger snack, maybe more frequent snacking. But if your goal is weight loss or something like that, you're going to look for a smaller snack. But it really depends on your individual goal.
And what about time of day? I'm thinking about late night snacking. Can you share any tips with us about that?
Sure. So it's really kind of a couple of things to think about, right? So the first is, what are you reaching for late at night? When most people think about late night snacking, they think of chips and ice cream and cookies and all those delightful things, but all those things that don't really help with our goals. So late night snacking can be okay if you're not going over your calorie limits for the day and you're choosing well-rounded, mindful things. So, you know, if you've already kind of hit your calorie limit or your energy needs for the day, and then you're snacking more at night, that can kind of tip the scale in the direction you don't want it to go. But if, you know, you've been running around busy all day and you've just gone to the gym, and you've already had dinner and you just need something because you really are hungry, reaching for a healthy snack like an apple and peanut butter, keeping those portions small, remember, is no problem and won't mess up any of your weight loss goals.
So that's a good idea. And some of the healthy snack suggestions you had in as far as making them at home, that'd be a perfect time probably, right, to maybe snack on some of those late at night?
That's exactly it. Yep. It's just having a handful of trail mix or maybe a little bowl of fruit or something like that. Just something to kind of get something in your stomach so you aren't starving, because that's really the goal in any weight loss plan. You should never be too hungry.
Right. So I guess the big heaping bowl of ice cream, not a good idea.
No, portions. You got to watch that.
And Stephanie, thank you for your time today. Why should someone choose Tideland's Health for their nutrition and diet needs?
Absolutely. So Tideland's is really health and wellness focused. That is the goal. From everything from our inpatient dietitians to our outpatient dietitians, the goal is the health and wellness and making it manageable for that person or that individual. So everything is very individualized. And then even when you go into our cafes, you're able to find healthy items. And one of the programs that I'm really working to push and market is our Mindful Health and Wellness program. So if someone is in one of our cafeterias, they can go in and just look for that green apple icon. And that's what they're able to look for and find things that are healthier, whether it's an entree, a grill item, or a snack. They just look for that green apple icon and they can know that it's a healthier option.
Well, that's very helpful. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time today and talking with us about smart snacking. We appreciate it. For more information about Tideland's Health physicians, services, and facilities, visit tidelandshealth.org. That's tidelandshealth.org. This is Better Health Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.